You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got the legendary defensive end and a former colleague of ours on the New Sports Weekend in the day.
That's right.
Charles Mann joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Y'all remember when I was sitting in the booth next to y'all, huh?
Yep, no doubt.
Absolutely.
There's no
days.
Way you could have predicted back then.
That's when you all just started.
Yeah, not
y'all
thinking
just
about
starting.
Us.
Yep.
What
yeah.
did you think about us? Not to make it about us, but I'm going to for just a second. What did you think about us back then? Because we were like these 26-year-old guys just starting out.
I remember. I was like, who are these guys? And what? The junkies, okay, let me see what they got going on. And back then I was with Larry Michael and we had our little show and
right.
you know, that was the thing. And you know, I had a lot of fun with it. I loved radio. In fact, I would still be doing radio if there was an opportunity. But anyway, it was fun. It was neat to see you guys. I've been watching your career over the years and see how you guys have blossomed and really have been real. I mean, everybody in the community that I run into always talks. Hey, did you hear what the sports junkie said? I mean, so you guys are the known sports analysts in the area, which is pretty cool.
I'll take that.
Sure.
That is
Charles,
pretty cool. Sports analyst.
We are still barking, but let's talk about the Super Bowl run. 30 years.
Yeah,
we were saying this. You know, back then it was expected in a way. Joe Gibbs. It was the fourth Super Bowl in like a decade. But talk about that team in particular and what stood out about it to you.
Well, first of all, my wife was pregnant.
Okay.
So that was a good sign because we have three kids and they're all born on Super Bowl years.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. So the year before, we lost to the Giants in our final game. And Mark Rippon, I believe, had a record for the most lost fumbles for a quarterback. And it was just, you know, we came off of a really horrible year and a lot of expectations for us to do well, and we did not. And so I remember going into that off season, working my butt off, trying to get ready, trying to be prepared. And then we went and lost three of the four preseason games.
Uh-oh.
And Joe did not like that. I mean, obviously, we didn't care about preseason, but Joe wanted to look good for the fans, and doggone it, we needed to show up in the preseason games. Now, look, we're not trying to win a preseason game. They're meaningless, and we're not playing the full game, and, you know, they're looking at other players, but he wanted to look good, and we lost three of the four preseason games, which, again, was a good sign for us because we weren't going to show anything. We were vanilla all preseason long. And then we came out and we started winning. And didn't anybody pay attention to us until about maybe the fourth win in a row? And then the fifth, and then the sixth. And what I remember about that season is Bush Sr. was in the White House.
Hmm.
And somehow he slipped up and mentioned that he was a Houston Oiler fan.
All right.
And, you know, at the end of the season when we won the Super Bowl, we went to the White House. We hung out for hours with the president because he was eating humble pie because we ended up, you know, winning it all. That's one of the things I remember. Another thing I remember, let me tell you this real quick. Do you know when the last time a Redskin defense has shut out a team? It was in the 1991 season, and it happened three separate times.
Yep. Wow.
We did it three times.
That can't be possible. We haven't shut anybody out in the last 30 years?
No. Wow. Nobody.
That's unbelievable.
I know they've been shut out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're supposed to keep this positive.
I know
positive.
They've been shut out multiple times.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, you know, that offensive line obviously gets a lot of attention. It always has. But specifically, you know, Rip, we talked about it. What was it, nine times he was sacked all year or eight times? Whatever it is. Very, very low number.
Eight times the whole season, or eight or nine.
Right. I think it was nine.
And you saw last weekend where Cincinnati Bengals quarterback was sacked nine times in the game.
Right.
Right. I know.
And Rippon didn't get sacked but nine times the whole season.
By the way, you'll never see that again. You'll never see that again.
And think about it. It wasn't like Rippon was mobile either. You know? I mean, he was just standing there. Yeah.
He's not going to run the ball, but you know what we did? We pounded people into submission. We played the Tennessee Titans the way they play the game. That's how we played the game back then. But we weren't the only ones playing it that way. The Giants played it that way as well.
Right.
And then it was and then we had the West Coast offenses that were, you know, that's what you see in this modern era now. But you had the Buffalo Bills, you had the 49ers with the, you know, three-step drop and then throw the ball right away. You know, everybody was coming out with their own little nuances of what they thought was successful. And then you went back to us with RFK Stadium, old decrepit stadium, only fit 50-something thousand in it, and the showers. You know, I always took a cold shower after the games because I would be one of the last ones to jump in the shower, and by that time all the hot water was gone.
So, I didn't know how you did that.
It was an old beat up stadium with our old, you know, decrepit fans and the Hoggets. My son. So this, I'm embarrassed him, but anyway, he's 30 years old. We were talking about the Hoggets, and we were talking about the Hogs, and he mentioned them. He said they were a bunch of guys with those noses. I said, no, the Hogs were the offensive line, son.
Right, right.
He said, oh, I thought I said, those were the Hoggets. He said, oh, man, I'm sorry. All this time, I thought the Hogs
were the fans.
Oh, my God. I've done a bad job as a father of a, you know, former NFL player that my son didn't know who the Hogs were. The Hogs were
amazing. Hey, Charles, somebody just tweeted us and said, could you ask Charles if he can get his wife pregnant again so he can get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, can you knock her up again?
It would take an act of God, buddy.
Right, right, right.
Her name would have to change to Mary.
Medical miracle.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Charles, we talked about this earlier. During that season, all right, so in the playoffs you played Atlanta. Remember, it was just pouring rain that day. And
the seat cushion game, right. And the Dion and the MC Hammer video game. That's right. What that was. Right. MC Hammer was shooting a video.
Oh, really?
A music video. You didn't know that?
I had forgotten that.
Okay, so here's what happened in that game. So, you know, it was Deion Sanders. And by the way, Deion Sanders came in as prime time.
Right.
But we all know him as Gary Clark. Gary Clark, Art Monk, Ricky Sanders, we know him as Toast because he used to get burnt all the time.
That's hilarious.
He was not prime time back in those days. They would give him a double move, and he would bite on it every time.
Wow.
But anyway, so we're playing them. MC Hammer's on the sidelines before the game. They're shooting a music video. The doggone coach left tickets for Elvis at our stadium,
yep,
you know, because he always left tickets for Elvis.
Glanville,
Yeah. And then it's pouring down rain and it's cold. It's miserable. We love those games. Oh, my God. Joe Gibbs, you know, expected us to do well because we played in that element. We practiced in that element. We didn't have a dome to practice in when it got bad and miserable outside. And so he would tell us the Eskimo story about how the Eskimos built the pipeline, and they were better at building the pipeline than Americans were because they were used to being in the element. So therefore, we're going to play well against whoever we play against because we're used to being in the element. Anyway, the element was it was pouring down raining. The field was tore up, and we just went after them. I mean, I think they may have scored 8 to 10 points, something like that.
Seven.
I don't know what their score was.
24-7.
But we blew them out.
Yep.
Yeah, so we blew them out, and I'm trying to remember what triggered it. I think it was an offensive lineman. Something happened. And somebody did a dance. One of the offensive linemen, after a touchdown, did a little dance in the end zone, and something triggered, and a fan threw a seat cushion. And then all of a sudden, you look up in the sky, and everybody's throwing their seat cushions. We had Dan and Tanya Snyder on Monday on a Zoom call, reminiscing for this 30th anniversary. And Dan says he and his father were sitting up in the nosebleed section. And his father threw his seat cushion, but Dan held on to his. So
yeah, that's hilarious.
Anyway, it was really cool to see that. But what I remember most about that season is the following week. And I got to tell you the story. I know I don't have much time. Let me tell you the story
time.
Real quick.
You got plenty of time.
Okay, great. So we're playing the Detroit Lions now. We never lost to the Detroit Lions ever in my career.
They're the Lions.
So, you beat them 45-0 earlier in the year.
We never lost to them.
Right.
But listen, so now we're getting ready to play them, and Joe Gibbs has to convince us. So Joe Gibbs talked to us on Monday after the game. He talked to us again on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, on Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, on Friday morning, 10 o'clock, on Saturday when we either got to where we were going or that night at the meeting before we went to bed, he talked to us. And what he did in those talks was brainwash us.
Mm.
So he convinced us over and over and over again that those were some tough suckers. Ask Joe or whoever's going to interview him today, Brian, I think you said, and JP. But anyway, he used to call everybody a tough sucker. And I asked him on the Zoom call the other day, I said, Joe, what is a tough sucker? Is that a sucker that's hard to crunch when you get down to the lollipop, to the chocolate part? Or what is a tough sucker? Because everybody was a tough sucker in his day. That was his thing, that hey, they're going to be tough. Anyway, we're playing Eric Kramer. He's a rookie quarterback.
Right.
And guess what? I'm going up against a rookie offensive lineman named Conover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what his first name is. I need to know what his first name is. I've told this story a few times. Anyway, so I'm dreaming the night before. I'm believing there's no way in hell that they're going to have a rookie offensive lineman start over me, a 10-year veteran, at that position.
Mm-hmm.
So we come out for warm-ups, and I go stand at the 50-yard line, and I'm just standing there, and I got my third workout in that week. I started working out 3 times a week to make sure I had my arms nice and tight. I wasn't wearing any sleeves, anything, so I was every muscle was
curls
showing, every vein was showing. I was I was ripped and ready. So I'm standing at the 50-yard line, posed, looking over at their line, and I'm saying, oh, it looks like he's going to start. They got him in first position. Okay. So I had dreamed the night before that no matter what happened, the first 10 plays I had already scripted in my head. I'm going to run him over the first play. I'm going to bull rush him. I don't care if it's a pass, if it's a run, if it's a sweep. I'm bull rushing him.
Uh-huh.
And so I had all this lined up in my head. So the first play, I bull rush him. I overwhelm him. He almost tries to pull me down. I lunge over the top of him, grab Eric Kramer, knock the ball out of his hands. Fred, this is the first play of the game, to start the game. I dreamed about this the night before. Fred Stokes picks it up, big play Stokes, he always did. Everybody's running over, high-fiving Fred, and I'm sitting there like, wait, didn't I just sack the quarterback and get a call fumble? Anyway, we get it on the 10-yard line. Mark Rippon, next one or two plays later, they score, and we never look back.
Scott
That's
Conover,
what I remember about that season.
That was Scott Conover.
Scott, all right. I need to
talk
at least say his first name.
And by the way, he barely played the rest of his career. He had like 7 starts.
Right,
the
you ruined him.
Yeah,
you ruined his career.
Right.
Hey, Charles.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Right. Hey, talk about some of the other characters on the defense, you know, the Wilbur Marshalls, Matt Millens,
yes.
You know, obviously Darryl Green. Who was the lead? I mean, I assume Darryl was one of the leaders, but who was sort of the inspirational leader?
No.
But talk about it.
So first of all, that year was a tough year. When Wilbur came in, mm-hmm. we did not like Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's from another team. That was okay. But second of all, we hated Wilbur. When you played against the Chicago Bears, you didn't like Wilbur Marshall.
Right, he was
nasty.
So now
all of a sudden, Wilbur comes up. But he was always fussing and arguing at somebody, and typically it was the other team. So we didn't like him. And he got the first big contract. He signed a $6 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all sitting on the team saying, we didn't sign million-dollar contracts. In fact, you know, not complaining, but just stating, because people think, you know, some of us are still rich.
Mm-hmm.
I made less than $3 million in 12 years playing in the NFL. So, all right, anyway.
Wow. Cakes has made more
but
than that.
The point,
that is unbelievable.
That's untrue.
That's walking around money. What are you talking about? That's walking around money.
Right. It's
you
true.
Know, that's in one little pocket with some lint, you
yeah.
know. Anyway, so we were not happy about him, but the good thing was, he always liked to fight after a play, and I had no energy. So I'd be standing there, and Wilbur would be in a scuffle, and, you know, we had to defend him, so we had to run over there and get in the scuffle.
Right.
And I was like, this is killing me. I got to have more energy to fight Wilbur's battles during the game. So Wilbur was a big plus on our side. Andre Collins, Monty mm-hmm. Coleman. Monty Coleman never got beat. You could put any running back against Monty Coleman coming out of the backfield. Monty would stick on you like glue.
Mm-hmm.
Monty was a great he played 16 years in the league with the Redskins
yeah.
only
yeah.
and is understated. But Monty Coleman, who lives in Arkansas now and fishes and hunts and loves outdoors, was a great, great leader and a real threat, even though he didn't start. He played nickelback, you know.
Right.
And Daryl, to this day, you know, obviously Daryl played 20 years. I tell Daryl all the time, I said, Daryl, look, you only was famous and did all the stuff you did because of Fred Stokes at end,
mm-hmm.
Dexter Manley, Mark Cook.
Mm-hmm.
We had the guy named Dean Hamill on the defensive line. We called him mm-hmm. Tasmanian Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hamilton, we called him the Hammer. You know, we had more fun in our practices. In fact, I played probably a total of 18 seasons because of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joe Gibbs was so enthralled about how John Madden thought we were the hardest practicing team he had ever known in the league. And he came out to a practice. Joe just told us. He said he came out to our practice before that Super Bowl against the Buffalo Bills, and he said, oh, my God, they're going to kill the Bills.
Yeah.
And I said, Joe, he said that? He said, after he saw our practice, he said, they're going to kill the Bills. Because nobody practiced as hard as we did.
Yeah.
I had
right.
most of my injuries in practice.
Right.
It's a lot
so
different
when
now.
Allen Iverson talks about practice, yeah, that's how you win,
right.
with practice.
Charles,
how are you
we
doing?
Could talk to you forever. Hey, this is just a 10-second, and I don't know if you follow me.
Okay.
You went to Nevada, right?
Yeah.
You
Colin
still
Kaepernick.
Follow the football team. Is Carson Strong worth a pick?
Yes. They have a lot of talent on that team. I do still follow them. I'm on the all-century team there.
Nice.
And they always keep us in the loop, the alumni. And, yes, 10 seconds, that's it. Yes, he's worth the pick.
All right, man. We love having you on. Good reconnecting
with
you.
We're going to do that again.
And we really appreciate the time. Hopefully, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. Oh, yeah, here's another 10-second one. The Washington blank next week. Come on, you can tell us.
I'm not happy with the name. You know, I know all the players keep saying they're all excited and 2-2-22 mm-hmm. and all this. They gave us the three names probably 3 months ago on a Zoom call, and they had us, you know, mm-hmm. they asked us about all three of them. We crucified all three names, all the guys. We all just, you know, nobody wants. Look, I'm in agreement that they needed to change the name. If somebody finds it's offensive, then it's offensive. And who are we to say it's not? So I get all that. But just like the Wizards, I still hate the Wizards name, but it finally grew on me after a while. So
can you, Charles, guys, can you tell us the three finalists that you were that you voted on?
Look, we got this far. I can't look. They will never tell me anything ever again, man. Come on.
Right. I tried.
I think
I tried.
We know it's like
guys,
you guys
are awesome. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you having me on here. Thank you for remembering the good old days. Remember, there hasn't been a shutout by this defense, and this defense is supposed to be the best. Wow. I want to see them stand up and do what they're supposed to do next year. Well,
what is your take on Chase, real quick? What is your take on Chase? Yeah, what is your take on Chase? He's talking all this smack. He had one and a half.
I think he got overwhelmed by, you know, start believing the press clippings, and you got to build a rapport. You know, if you want to be the best, then just quietly do your job. Don't start talking, because all of a sudden everybody started looking out for him, and next thing you know, it was tough.
He's a physical freak. There's no doubt, Charles. But I didn't see the repertoire of moves.
Well, you know, Dexter Manley and I are still in the community. Dexter lives in Bethesda. I live in Ashburn. We're still here. If they need our help, we would love to go out there and help. I'm not going to do it for free,
right?
But I'd love to go out there and show them some stuff. I want to see the club. Y'all need to pull out some club moves my famous move that I had.
Right.
That little club, it was very similar to Reggie White's hump move. But I didn't throw the hump. I just did the club and knocked him out the way. But anyway.
You could be a highly paid consultant.
I would do it in a heartbeat for him. I love the team. I love them. I would love to support them.
You only made $3 million. You need a little more cash.
You need to augment that salary.
Under. Play the violin when you say that. Play the violin when you say that.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Charles, it's been fun.
Thank you, buddy.
That's all right, guys. Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.